That's the place we came from. Shemakama, she says, that halacha is sefer Torah, tefillah no mezuzos. We have a sefer Torah, tefillah no mezuzos. Shekosvan tzduki, kusi yavik echavim. If a tzduki, a person is not minded by mitzvahs, or kusi, same thing, or a goy, or else eved, regular eved, or else isha, vikotan, mumar, all these people are psulim. If they write the tefillah, they will apostle. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ukishartem Ukhisavtem. Write them and then put them on and write them. So Idashin, Kol Shiyeshnam Bikshira, any Jew that puts on tefillin, he's not a mumur, he's not a tzduki. He puts on tefillin, Yeshnam Bikshiva. He has the loch, he's able to write the tefillin. But Kol Shayna Bikshira, whoever's either not in the mitzvah like a goy, or else in the mitzvah, a mumur that does not put on tefillin, is Eina B'Ksiva. He has no right to write tefillin. So it comes out according to this, the Chur, when a Jew makes tefillin, he should have to make a bracha, last his tefillin, because a guy cannot make tefillin. Still, over Yisrael now, when a Jew goes to make tefillin, Ein Tzarech Levarach, he does not have to make a bracha, last his tefillin. We only make a bracha on tefillin when we wear the tefillin. Or again, maybe a Shechiyana when you buy them, but you do not have to make a bracha, last his tefillin. This is a tiyuft on Rav. And the word says now, Disholach Rav Chia Brei de Rav Huna, Mishmei de Rav Yechnan. He said like this, what's the lochas of Birchas Tfilin? That our Tfilin Shoyad Oimer, Baruch Asher, Kedishon of Mitzvah Seh Vesivonu, Loniach Tfilin. Before you put on Tfilin Shoyad, you have to make a Baruch Loniach Tfilin. Our Tfilin Shorosh, Oimer Baruch Asher, Kedishon of Mitzvah Seh Vesivonu, Our Mitzvah Tfilin. These are the two brachas you have to make. And again, there's a machlokes Rashi in the Bein Hatam, whether you always have to make two brachas, or Rashi Sheet before was no, only if you speak out after the tefillin shayad, do you have to make another bracha on the shalrosh. But I call upon him, these are the two brachas to be made. But the ilu, last says tefillin, lay mevaruch. But to make a bracha, shagasham tzavasavanu, last says tefillin, we don't make this bracha. So if so, even a mitzvah that a guy cannot do, we still see a Jew does not make a bracha. So my answer is like this. Elo, the klal is like this better. Elo, lav haino taima, this is reason. That kol mitzvah di yasi yosai, kema mitzvah kogoyin milo, any mitzvah that b'shashu doing the maisa, that's the kima mitzvah also, afagav di ksher b'vichovim, even though it's kosher for goy to do it, I'll tell you, b'yisrael sov levorach, still the Jew has to make the bracha b'shashu does the maisa mitzvah. The moyel, since he's doing now a maisa mitzvah, and this mitzvah, the gemar, is right now, so he has to make a bracha, even though a guy could also do the mitzvah. But the whole mitzvah, the yasi yosa lav gemar mitzvah, any time the mitzvah right now is not the gemar of the mitzvah, could go in tefillin. By tefillin, the mashal b'shas, we write the tefillin, that's not the gemar of the mitzvah. The gemar of the mitzvah is for us later on when we put them on. But right now, b'shas, you're writing them, that's not the gemar of the mitzvah. If so, then the klal is afagav the psulus bevikachovim. Even though it's possible for a goy to write tefillin, still be yisrael and tzarach levarach. Still, by a Jew, you do not have to make the bracha. So Mar says, over tzitzis. If so, what's the machlokes then? If you have to make a bracha, lasis tzitzis or not? What's the machlokes? Rashi Rav Nachman Rav Chisda aliba the Rav that Rav Chisda saw the tzitzis chayvus. So what's the machlokes? Most of the tzitzis book in the flugi, ma'asav achayvus talisu, or ma'asav achayvus gavru. It's a machlokes of the chi is in the talis, that every baked yav, you have to have tzitzis on it, or is a chib upon the gavru. So Rashi says like this, to Rav Chisda savar, tzitzis achayvus talis. It's a chib upon the baked to have tzitzis on it. Hilkach asi yosi gemar mitzvosan. Therefore, b'shas, you make, when you finish making the baked of tzitzis, when you finish putting your tzitzis onto the beged, that's called the Gemara Mitzvah. Because there's a chayvus talis. So as soon as you have a talis, there's a chayv to put tzitzis. So as soon as you put the tzitzis on the beged, even before you wear it, you make the mitzvah. Therefore, you should have to make a bracha. That's why he made the bracha. From Nachman Savano, chayvus gavrisi. When are we being mekayim the mitzvah? After it's put on, when we wear the beged. The yatifos seizu mitzvah sein. It's only when we put it on are we mekayim the mitzvah. But b'shas tiyasiya, there's no mitzvah. It's not a gemar mitzvah. Therefore, that's what we hold, that we do not make a bracha b'shas, we make the tzitzis. Because we hold tzitzis is called the choyves gavra. You first mekayim the mitzvah. Later, when you put it on, not b'shas you make it. Therefore, we do not make a bracha when we make the tzitzis. Oh, Malay Rav Mordechai, the Rav Ashi, Osin Hochi Masnisimlo. You learned it like this, Anan but us Hochi Masnisimlo. This is the way we learned it. Rav Rav Yudam Rav, Minayim Letzitzis, Biyadikachovim Shekshayrom. That Rav holds for carrot. How do we know to say that a guy is allowed to make tzitzis? Shneimer the pasuk says, Dabra Bnei Yisrael, Viyosolhem Tzitzis. That speak to Bnei Yisrael, Viyosolhem Tzitzis. Means Yasulhem Achirim, as if to say other people could make it for Jew tzitzis, that a goy could make for Jew tzitzis. That's why he learned it. Tidalu gears so we don't follow the goy is possible to make tzitzis, but he learned it like this, that a goy is allowed to make tzitzis. Levad Allah we take a paskin that a goy is possible to make tzitzis. Amrav Yudam Arav, also min hakoytzim o min hanimin o min hagardin. Psula. So Rashi learns Menakoitzim means that the strings are hanging down from the beggar itself. The same thing, Menanimim, from the stitches, and Menagazim, the same thing. These are all strings that are hanging down from the beggar itself. So the Kitsa is Psula because it's Tastam of Lemin Osui. Since these strings were put into the beggar before you went to make of the Shein Tzitzis, they were like hanging down from the beggar itself, it's possible to be used for Tzitzis. But Menasisim Shera, if you make the strings from Sisin, obviously those are strings that were cut off already from the Begid, that's Mutta. Gemara says, Ki Amisim Kaimish, we said this over looking for the Shmuel Ami, he said, Af Menasisim Psula. No, even from Sisin. Sisin Mestam means that leftover strings that you didn't use, the Shas you were sewing. So Taka was strings made for sewing, just you didn't put it into the Begid yet, therefore he holds now you're allowed to use it for Tzitzis. But when he said over front of Shmuel, he said no, Afmin Asisin is also Psula for Tzitzis. Why? Bein Tfil Lishma, you have to weave, you have to like twine the strings, Lishem Mitzvah Tzitzis. To Tfil, B'shas, you twine the string itself, it has to be, when you spin the string itself, it has to be done Lishem Mitzvah Tzitzis. So if you use these strings that were Oymet stand for sewing with, they were not spun Lishma. So therefore, those strings are possible to be used for tzitzis. The Mor says, "Kitanoi realtas machlokes tanoim." If the tviya has to be done lishma or not, that tzipon zov, if you cover it up with gold, he's talking about tefillin. If you covered up your tefillin with gold, you put gold around it, or shatol aleim or behema tameya ras on top of your tefillin, you put over its skin from a pig skin, is psulais the tefillin not psulais. Because you have to have skin of a kosher animal, not from this, and who had in gold also. What about Orbei Meteorik Sheris? If you cover it up with Orbei Meteorik Sheris. V'yapo Pish, you have to Lishmon, that's the Tanakama. Even though this skin was not made Lishmon, but as long as it comes from a kosher animal, it's kosher for Tzvillin. And Hashem and Megalmiel Laiman know, Af Orbei Meteorik Suleis, even if you stamp take kosher animal skin, but it's still possible. So you make it lishmon. So kids, so this machlokes here, the Gemara says saying the machlokes by tzitzis also. If the asiyah, the chepza, what you're going to make the tzitzis with, does it have to be made lishmon, or they might film also? The skin that you're using to cover up the bottom with, does the skin itself have to be made lishmon? So it's the same machlokes. Like this kashmisha kedusha, does it have to be done lishmon or not? So machlokes both by tefillin and by tzitzis. And we hold in both places, yes, it has to be done, Lishmon. Oh, Malaya Ba'i, the Rav Shmuel, Ba'i Rav Yehuda, Ha'tchilta, Heichit Savisolo, that tzitzis, how do you dye it? Ha'tchilta, Heichit Savisolo, how do you dye it? Oh, Malaya, how do you make the dam tchelis? How do you take the wool and dye it blue with the tchelis? So you say like this, Oh, Malaya, my sin and dam chalozin, I bring the dam, the blood of this fish to chalozim, this salmonim. I have other type of salmonim there also, other ingredients there. Rosh is Derech HaTzoivim, Lishras Begodim Betrif, Skarim Bitzah, there's other ingredients there. We're Minilu B'yayra, and I put into a big pot, Omasich Lai, I cook it up, and then the Shaklin and Purt, I take out a little bit, Bebeusa, and I take like an eggshell, to take out some of this dye to see if it's really good yet, and I have it in an eggshell. V'taninilu, and I test it out, I take my wool, and I put it into this dye. V'taninu Lai B'udra, I have like a special a piece to test it with, my testing, a special piece of wool. V'shadim le'al hu b'yusa, v'kalim le'al yadra. Now again, what he said was, v'shadim le'al hu b'yusa, he throws away this eggshell now, the leftover dye in the eggshell, he throws away, leftover trellis, v'kalim le'al yadra. And this piece that he tested it on, this piece of wool, he also throws away, he burns it. He does not use it for tzitzis. So the Gemara says, Shema mina plus miraya three alochis. Shema mina tima psula. That the dye that you tested, you cannot use that dye anymore. That trellis is possible to be used. The Rashi says, Im ira tseva nisayim biyara, pasla's kol ayara. If this dye that you tested, if you throw it back into the pot, it's going to pass through the whole pot. So tima psula. Ushma mina debinin tzvila shma. Even this piece of wool that you dyed, you cannot use that for tchelis. Because when you dyed it, you did not do it l'shma. You did it just to test it, to see if it was good or not. U'shma mina tima psula. You also see this little bit of dye, says when it goes back, it passes the whole thing. As we do not say that it becomes bottle brave, but ad rabba, it's a davar choshev, and it's going to pass all the rest of the pot. And hainu, for the mora, hainu tima psula, hainu tzvi l'shma, of course the same halacha. The why is Tzvi a possible? It has to be because Tim is possible. Om Ravashi, my time comma. My time, Tim of Psula. How come the dye that you used to test, how come that's possible? Mishum the bean and Tzvi Lishma. Because the shas you're dying it, it has to be done Lishma. That's why the dye that you used to test it out, that's not called Lishma. So Tosha speaks out, Vafil Lishem Tzitzis. Even the shas you tested out, let's say you had both kavonis. You had kavon Lishem Tzitzis. And a kavon of the shame testing it, still it's possible. Because makom the shame nesoy in nami avida, you also did it the shame testing it. The every Tais says kemincha shekomsel lishmo v'shnoi lishmo. Yet vashtana plus treninu. Really, these three halachas are only one halacha. That's halacha. It has to be done lishmo. If you do it shnoi lishmo, that passes it. So the dye also becomes possible. Gemara says really kitanoy to machlokes tanoyim. Tima psula, mishum shneimat says kolot chelis. Dibu Rabbi Chinina ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy Yomer, afilu marasheni shibo kosher. No, even the second color is kosher. Mishum shneimat says ushnitulas. So according to Rabbi Chinina, the pasuk says kolot chelis has to be pure. Means the first time using it now is l'shem tzitzis. That if it was tested out first, it'll be psula. Rabbi Yochanan Davoy says no. Even the second color, even though it was tested already once before, still is kosher. That is Loshna Shnei Tolas. Tana Rabbanan, Tcheles Ein Lo Bedika. There's no way to check it out, and therefore the Nichas Elamin HaMumcha, you only buy it from the Mumcha. Tfilin Yesh Lo Bedika, and Nichas Elamin HaMumcha. Svar Na Mezuzah, Yesh Lo Bedika, and Nichas Elamin HaMumcha. Tcheles Elamin HaMumcha, all right, we'll stop here. We'll continue.
So turn over on the other side, we'll continue on the other side of the tape.
Tcheles, the blue wool, you dye blue, you can't check it out, you can't tell clearly if it was tcheles or maybe just blue dye. And therefore, v'yein nichas ele min ha-mumcha. Therefore, the law of Rish, you can only buy tcheles of a mumcha, like you raise shemayim, that you know for sure is only selling you tcheles and not jipping you, not giving you kolilon. Tfilin, yesh lem b'dika. Tfilin is possible to check out. You can look over the parashis to make sure Rashi says digduk bem bechaseiros viseiros to make sure there's nothing missing, nothing extra there. You can check out the ksav of the tefillin, but still the locker is v'yenichin elam min ha-mumcha. You're only allowed to buy tefillin off a mumcha, and the reason is because tefillin has to be made lishma. The oiros, the skin, has to be made lishma, and that you can't check out. So therefore, you have to buy from the mumcha yirei shemayim that knows the locha. That the ibud had to be worked over lishmo lishem mitzvah tefillin. Svarim u'mezuzah, Sefer Torah u'mezuzah, yesh lahem bedik, again, you could check them out, you could see how they're written, and v'nichka mikol adam, you're allowed to buy it from anybody. Rashi says, the lek ben ibud l'shmon, because by these two, by mezuzahs and by tefillin, and by svarim, there's no din ibud l'shmo, it's only by tefillin, or else by tzitzis. Now it says, u'tcheles ein lo bedik, is it true what you're saying, that you cannot check out the blue wool, whether it was really blue, it was really tcheles, or is it stam blue dye? I've Rav Yitzchak bred Rav Yehuda bodik lo. He made one bedikah, he checked out his tzitzis to see if it's really tcheles or not. What was his, how did Rav Yitzchak bred Rav Yehuda check it out? Is maisi magviya gila umaya? So he used to take magviya gila, Rashi says, he used to take a bais of loshan tzfras olam, he took some liquid alum, umaya dishabdilusa, they took the water, Rashi says, that comes out of tilton, water that comes out of this type of a vegetable. Or maybe a reglime, it took urine.